95 KNIX FM Phoenix. With Ben and Matt in the morning. Here's what's happening in the next 15 minutes.
Well, I got to thank Joe. He just coined a new term. Whenever we talk about my broken hip, which I'm about to tell you how I broke my hip on Christmas Day, and subsequently almost posted a picture of my privates on Facebook.
Excellent.
In about 4 minutes. Joe wants us to refer to them as hip dates instead of updates.
Oh, a hip date.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That was kind of clever. Also, there's some funny other stuff, too, we want to get to about that. But first, here's Tim McGraw, and we got Darius Radio coming up, too, in 3 minutes. Stay here. Congratulations, Cassie. You just pick up a foursome to go check out Jake Owen.
It's going to be a great show. Dierks Bentley, man, he blew the roof off the place last year, and we're expecting the same thing from Jake this year.
Way to go, Cassie. And your next chance, by the way, to score a foursome of tickets is at 11:04 with Cindy Spicer today. So you probably heard a little bit about this over the break.
He bought a mountain. Matt McAllister broke his hip.
Yeah, there's a couple of more embarrassing details that Ben left out, like the fact that I was showing off for my in-laws, well, I say in-laws, but my girlfriend's parents, and I was riding around. He got her son, he's seven, he got a new BMX bike from Santa, so I was riding with him. That's why we went in the first place, but none of it should have happened. It was so dumb. But now I have three brand new screws in my hip. I got 42 staples. I think they're going to come out Thursday.
Are you going to make a full recovery from this? I mean, your age.
I think so. Okay. They were all saying I was the youngest guy ever in the history of Scottsdale and Sun City and Surprise to have a broken hip. They made that very obvious.
Actually, some people in the retirement community where my parents are that went, oh, poor Matt, and then laughed.
And then they knew exactly what they were doing.
They were like, oh, honey.
Well, listen, I've got a really funny story. So I broke it my hip Christmas, like around 11, went right over to the hospital, ER. Luckily for me, they had a great doctor, Dr. Weiner, who was there on call. He came in. There was three broken hips on Christmas Day. Most of them were like 80-year-old guys.
Weren't they in their 70s
or
older?
One guy literally like got tangled up in his bed sheets and fell out of bed.
Yes, I see.
They came in, they're like, whoa. Anyway, so the most painful part of all this was when they took me from my hospital bed over to the x-ray room.
Yeah, because they won't give you drugs before that.
They won't. No food, no water. I go, you know what? I just want some water. And they're like, no, you can't have any water in case we have to do surgery. Yeah. So I go in and there was just... I mean, I'm just going to say, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but it was Christmas Day. There was nobody there. There was one guy in the x-ray room. And eventually they did get another guy to help him, but he had to get me from the hospital bed onto the x-ray table. I'm 6'3".
I was going
to
say, it's not like you're a little 5'1".
No. And if there was one moment that was truly the most painful, it was getting onto that x-ray table with no medication and one guy helping me. And I cried. I cried like a baby. I was like, this is the most...
cold, hard table with a broken hip.
So they finally get the x-rays and... the guy comes in like 10 minutes later, goes, yeah, you fractured the ball on your femur, is displaced and completely fractured, so we got to go in.
Displaced? It was sheared off.
It was sheared off.
What blew me away, though, is the picture you sent me of your scar, how deep they had to make that incision. I mean, it went basically from your rib cage down to almost your, like, lower leg.
It's big. It's going to be an awesome scar.
Foot long.
But here's the funny story. I'm going to wrap this part of it up. But so I got the post, the pre-x-ray with the break. And then after surgery, I got a picture of the x-ray with the three screws. And it looks like it's really a cool picture. So I sent it to a bike riding friend of mine. And I'm sitting there and I'm making a diptych of it so I can put it on Facebook, which is before and after picture, two pictures in one. And I'm looking at him like, oh, this is so cool. And all of a sudden, I see he texts me back. So I was about to push post on Facebook, and I quickly just see what he says about it. And he goes, dude, more than I needed to see.
And you're like,
and
what?
I'm going, what? So I go back to the pictures, and sure enough, in the x-ray, you can see plain as day the outline of everything that's below my waist.
Your hoo-ha.
My ding-a-dong is right, and I didn't even notice it. And meanwhile, here's the funny part.
Must not have been very big.
It was cold in the x-ray room, Ben. It was really cold.
There had been significant shrinkage.
And meanwhile, my girlfriend didn't notice it either, which, again, this is tough for my ego. This is hard for my ego. She had already sent... She sent the x-ray to her mom, her dad, her brother. And here's
welcome
the sad
the
part. Here's the sad part. None of them noticed it either. I'm going, oh.
I saw it yesterday, and I don't think you have anything to be ashamed of.
Well, you're sweet.
Yeah.
You're sweet. You're sweet.